right here at Rosie on the House, talking furniture restoration with Don Irwin of Irwin's Furniture Restoration in Phoenix. We're running out of time here, but I still got to get to our couch material.
We will get there, but before that, we are going to bring Mark into the conversation on his banister. Welcome to the program, Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you? Good morning. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I got a house. My house is about 17 years old, and I have an oak railing banister, if you would, going up the first set of stairs to the landing, then up and all the way around the top of the loft up there. And the wife would like to paint those white. So I'm just looking for a little knowledge on if I have to strip it, what's the best thing to use, is it better to spray it, is it better to brush it, so on and so forth.
Good questions. Give me a little bit of information on what's on there currently. Is it a wood grain finish with a varnish? Is it currently?
Yeah. Like the top of the railing pretty much looks like, you know, as people would grab the railing as it goes mm-hmm. down, has some dark marks on it, or maybe the finish is just wearing off it, but no bright finish. I don't know of any finish that we've put on it since we've been there other than dusting or maybe some light pledge or stuff like that.
It's not
go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, it's not very shiny, or is it?
There are places that are a little shiny still just because, you know, they haven't been touched or worn in that aspect. Okay. But like I said, it's 17 years old, and you know, whatever finish they put on an oak banister when they built the house, mm-hmm. I guess, is what's mm-hmm. left.
Well, I'd say your first starting point is probably going to be to degrease and to degloss. It's a banister rail, so there's been a lot of hands on there, and so there's going to be some, you know, some body oil buildup on there. So you're going to want to degrease. You can use either lacquer thinner or mineral spirits. Obviously, this is in your home. It's the banister rail, so let's go with, like we mentioned in the previous segment, the odorless mineral spirits, best degreaser around. Use that. I don't know if you have carpet or what you have down on the floor, but you want to make sure you're not dripping on your carpet thing. So, you know, put some either some plastic sheeting or some paint cloths out to protect the area that you're working around. Go over that with a rag, wipe it down, put a little elbow grease into it, and really get it cleaned up good. Once you've degreased, your next step is going to be to degloss. Those areas that are still a little shiny are the surfaces that are the new paint's not going to adhere to very well. So you want to use some very fine sandpaper. Start with 220 or 320 sandpaper. Go over it very lightly and knock all that sheen down and just scuff it. We just call that scuff sanding. Then go over it with a damp cloth and get all your dust off. So degrease, degloss, clean it up, get all the dust off. Then you're ready for your paint.
And he wanted to know, spray or brush?
Oh, I'm sorry. I would really recommend that you brush it on. Spray, you're going to have a tendency to get overspray, you know,
inside,
everywhere.
Installed, in
yeah.
place.
You Those just, fine particles yeah. just find their way all through your house. So
now, as brush. An apprentice in the paint industry early mm-hmm. on, I was always told China bristle brush for mm-hmm. any oil base, and it lays down better. It doesn't leave the brush strokes on it. Mm-hmm. But talk to him about, if he's going to brush it, the importance of buying a good brush.
I don't like using synthetic brushes. That's primarily what you find hanging on the rack now.
Yeah.
But I'm still old school like you, Rosie, yeah. and I want a natural horsehair bristled brush. You might have to go to a couple stores to find them. They are still out there. They give you a much finer finish. You don't get the brush marks. And, you know, brushing paint on something like that is a little bit more delicate process than you think. It's not like painting the exterior walls of the house and you just right. start laying it on. You want to go on with thin coats, and you just want to let the weight of the brush travel across the surface and just let it feed that paint out. But a natural bristle horsehair brush, best brush in the world.
And a good paint product will self-level. The cheaper products are going to leave brush marks in it. Invest in a good brush. Invest in good paint products. And, of course, as all Absolutely. Of you know, PPG Pittsburgh Paints has been a sponsor of this show. We believe very heavily in all of their products. Find a PPG store and get the good stuff. It'll make a big difference. Hey, we're out of time, and we need to tell people about Irwin's Furniture Restoration.
Well, I think what I'd like to tell people is that furniture restoration isn't just what we do, guys. It's really who we are. We're all about restoring memories. We do newer furniture, mid-century furniture. We do antique furniture. But the thing that's the most important to us is when we can restore your family memories. That's exciting to us. Estimates are easy. Let me at least give some contact information.
Yeah, absolutely.
The best way to get an estimate and quickest way, send us a picture of your project. Generally, I just want two pictures. Give me one picture at a 45-degree angle showing the whole table, the whole sofa, whatever. If there's some particular damage that I need to know about, give me one close-up of that. Email that to us at furniture.irwins@gmail.com. Irwins is I-R-W-I-N-S. furniture.irwins@gmail.com. We'll look at that, reply back to that, answer all your questions, give you a written estimate. That's quick and easy.
That's a great way to do it.
Yeah, it's quick. It's easy. Yeah. Everybody's got mobile devices now. You don't have to wait at home for somebody to show up. Yeah.
Now, we were talking about our couches. And when we refinished our couches, the interior designer actually gave us a sit index for the material we bought. She didn't give us a diaper leakage index, grandchildren barf index. Mm-hmm. But we refinished those couches 10 years ago,
at least.
12 years ago, and they look brand new.
They so really we were. Do. I've had to replace the stuffing, but there's still nowhere on the fabric itself, and they have been worn.
So
quality fabric.
It's going back to the topic of just getting your good stuff, and boy, it'll just last and last and last.
And the antique piano stool y'all refurbished for us, working great. Thank you. We appreciate it. We y'all were talking rocking chairs. We still have ours. We're going to bring it down. I pulled my back, so I kept the rocking chair for a little while longer before we got it refurbished, but thank you for all the work you've done for us.
Rosie on the House signing off. Thank you, Don Irwin. And folks, if y'all enjoyed the show, if you're blessed, do us a favor. Find somebody that needs to be blessed and pay it forward this week.